Here we go. We'll start things off with you. You're on Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Good morning. As long as the city keeps building bicycle lanes, the cyclists will shop downtown. But the people with cars will park, will shop at the malls around the city with hassle-free parking.
All right. Thank you for the call. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
You know, Dave, I want to bring up, I was having a discussion with a group of people yesterday, and I tried to get them fired up about the bike lanes that they're talking about doing on Idlewild Drive, which somehow somebody told me they're going to be raised bike lanes.
So yes, they are.
I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but it'll be interesting. And here's, it's almost like I find that people have been kind of worn down in that there was a lot of shoulder shrugging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It's kind of like, whatever, you know, they're going to build bike lanes, they're going to build bike lanes. So I found that to be interesting. I was just poking the bear, trying to, you know, stir up some controversy and some debate, but not even that worked.
Really?
Maybe they're on to me.
Oh, that could be it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I sure like to grumble about that garbage pickup. Like, I've had no grader for 3 years in the wintertime, come down the street, clean the snow, and they sweep the street once a year. That's okay, but they charge your arm and leg to go to the landfill, and then now they want to charge you. That's all we got left. The tax goes up every year. That's all we got left for the taxes. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Just want to say a great big salute and a happy birthday to President Donald Trump today. It's his birthday, and a big boot to our wuss of a prime minister. We got Donald keep kicking his butt. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Concerning the bike lanes downtown, I think it's a very poor idea. With the arena coming down in downtown and the bike lanes, looks like they're going to have bikes going to the arena instead of cars. So I can't afford to shop downtown without bike lanes. It's absolutely a very poor idea. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to make a big, big boot to the city of Saskatoon, period.
Is there anything in particular you'd like to boot them for?
The fire pits. I work from 2 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Time I get home, it's like 10:30. So I get to sit outside, start my little fire pit for half an hour, and they got to put it out. Now, all these people that wanted this fire pit out, they're already sleeping, and I'm outside enjoying myself. What, in the dark? I'm going to start a fire tonight when I get home from work.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to pass a huge salute to all my fellow coaches. I don't care what kind of sport you're coaching. I want to salute all the parents to get your kids out to the games, the practices, all the extra events that we put on. Big, huge salute. And we're coming up to cities here in next weekend. And go hard, anybody that's playing out there. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. 938-0600, toll-free, 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
I like to boot Trudeau. He's a dummy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that. Interesting. Again, here, we were talking about trash the other day, right? So we've talked about it, and so we were out of the Ball Diamond last night, and so somebody was pushing my buttons, but the gentleman said, you know, if we're going to make garbage collection a utility, what does our taxes go to? Now, we're standing outside the Shaw Center. There's all kinds of soccer fields. There's beautiful Ball Diamonds. There's the amazing Shaw Center. I'm like, here. Just kind of an eye-opener and reminder, right?
There you go.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You were talking about changing tires. And I want to give a big boot to all the car manufacturers that don't even supply a spare tire anymore.
Oh, you go on the donut, don't you?
No, I didn't even have a donut. I was changing oil, and I couldn't find a tire, so I phoned, and some new cars don't have donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
I that's the first I've heard of that. Absolutely. That's terrible. It's kind of like, that should be mandatory. Like, how would you know that?
Well, exactly. I didn't know that.
Wow.
I had a flat tire, and you know what?
Yeah, good call. Well, thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, in Forest Grove area, I just followed a bike here because I wanted to stop at a stop sign here. And I pulled up behind him, and he blew the stop sign. So where's his ticket?
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello.
Hello?
Sir, have a great day and keep on.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. On this bicycle lane thing, the city says they're going to take out one turning lane and synchronize the lights, and it's going to save you 37 seconds on your daily commute. Why don't they just synchronize the lights now? Like, how can you take out a lane and make it more efficient? That doesn't make sense to me. You know, for the six people that use those bike lanes, it seems $14 million is a pretty big price tag.
Thanks for the call. 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727.
Okay, can I ask you a question? So, synchronized lights. Here's what I don't understand about, and I'm sure there's math involved, and I accept that that's beyond my capabilities. But for example, if the lights are synchronized on 8th Street, let's use 8th Street as an example. So going from east to west, the lights are synchronized on 8th Street. Aren't they then unsynchronized if you're going west to east?
Yeah.
Right?
Should they not be? I would agree with
that. So how can you synchronize going different opposite ways? I don't understand it. It still makes me mad. Don't think that it doesn't.
But it's
because people talk about light synchronization and it's not happening from what I'm seeing. So I'm thinking there's smarter people than me who should be able to figure this out, but I don't know.
You're absolutely right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I'd like to know. I'm just curious. I would give it a salute anyways. I hope these police dogs like Dester and Prince Albert here, I hope they get treats for doing their job that they have to do. And if they don't, a big boot to the owner. But I hope they do get treats because that's a lot of work too.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Actually, you remember I was talking about gasification where the city dump should be using that to incinerate garbage to create power?
Yes.
I have a friend of mine that made one, and he generates his gasification on a sawmill. They've done some testing. They sent some testing to some scientists, and they noticed that it burns three times cleaner than natural gas.
Really?
It's amazing. I'm going to build one for myself.
All right.
Well, send us pictures.
Exactly.
Oh, you betcha. Oh, yeah. No, you betcha. I mean, it is the greatest thing. And I don't know why. And there's one in Edmonton. There's one in Red Deer. There's one in Ottawa. I don't know why the city, instead of wasting their money on stupid things and projects that they have that are useless, and concentrate on something like this. And this way here, everybody can flourish. They can generate their own power.
Thanks for the call. Unfortunately, that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today. More to come, of course, tomorrow when we'll continue the conversation at 10 to 8. Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.